1079 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Just in a name. All right, that was John Lennon with What You Got from his 1974 album, Walls and Bridges. And before that, we heard Wings with the single Junior's Farm, released in 1974. One of the few releases from McCartney. Didn't actually release an album in that year. All the other Beatles did, though. So you are listening to 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And we're in 1974, the second week in a row. So that's why we're playing songs that John, George, Paul, and Ringo released in that year. And we're going to be playing some other things that are related to the Beatles. For instance, the song coming up is closely related to Paul McCartney. We'll explain that later. But we have a trivia question for you. And if you'd like to call in, write this number down, but don't call yet. 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545. And the question this week is, who was the last Beatle to have his first number one single? And what was the song? So who was the last Beatle to have his first solo number one song? And what was the name of the song? 908-852-4545. Now we're going to listen to Mike McGeer, who we'll tell you about a little bit about who Mike McGeer is after we hear it. Okay.
Automobile giving grease a ride. I was driving so lazy, my baby went crazy to stop a while. I just love my baby biblical. When I'm inside, I feels like a slug. I was behind the wheel of my automobile giving grease a ride. I was changing to high when the car passed me by, bye, 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 bye. I was feeling the wheel, was this really the wheel driving me so wild? I was behind the wheel of my car, I had to be the one, the law. I'm a wheel of a deal in my automobile, giving great survival. Of a Chevrolet, it was she ever wild. She was looking for action and I was relaxing for God's sake, smile. I was into my baby blue dream. She was out of it into a scream. She was looking for stars when the road left her far, going far to far. I just gone through the lights and I wasn't quite right for this part of town. They just put me inside for the night. Even said I was getting off light. But when I did my vehicle, I was out of that jail, giving grace a ride. Just stealing the wheel of an automobile, giving grace a ride. We'll be right back.
Make
That was Ringo Starr with Snookaroo from his 1974 album, Goodnight Vienna. And before that, let's see, we started off with Mike McGear from the album McGear. We heard Giving Grease a Ride. Now, who is Mike McGear? Well, that's basically the brother of Paul McCartney. And obviously his original name was McCartney, but Paul McCartney also produced the album, wrote every one of the songs except one that was written by Brian Ferry. Some of them he co-wrote, but a few he wrote by himself. And he is credited on the album as a writer, McCartney, but as a producer, it just says Paul, and then it says, you know, Paul and Linda McGear, which obviously is Paul and Linda McCartney. Linda contributed Moog and vocal harmonies. And also Denny Lane, Jimmy McCulloch. Let's see, who else that was associated with Paul McCartney? Oh, Denny Sywell, the original drummer for that was on Ram and then was the original drummer for Wings. So a lot of McCartney all over this album. And also, let's see, Brian Jones also plays sax on a few songs, who's, of course, the original Rolling Stones man that played sax on a Beatles song, Lady Madonna. So let's see, after that, we heard Dark Horse from George Harrison's album Dark Horse, and again, finished with Ringo's Snookaroo from Goodnight Vienna. Hey, we have not got a correct answer to the trivia question yet. Some good guesses, but not quite there. So I will repeat the question one more time, and if you know the answer, 908-852-4545. If you're the first caller with the correct answer, you can win a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. And the question is, who was the last ex-Beatle to have his first number one single? And I'll give you, let's see, maybe one big hint. It had to do with a bet, a very famous bet that was satisfied in 1974. That's probably all I should tell you. So 908-852-4545, and we're going to take a break and come back with some McCartney.
Hi, everybody. If you're looking for a place to kick back on a Sunday afternoon and enjoy some great blues, tune in to Uncle Pete's Blues Party. I'll be spinning the best blues has to offer from around the world to around the corner. So come join me, Uncle Pete. You're all invited to the Blues Party every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and online at WNTI.org, where great music lives.
WNTI support comes from the Shawnee Mountain Ski Area of Shawnee-on-Delaware, Pennsylvania, presenting the Pocono Worst Festival, July 20th and 21st. The festival will feature food, music, and activities for kids. Tickets and information available at shawneemt.com or by phone, 570-421-7231, for the Shawnee Worst Festival.
Are you looking for a degree that opens doors? Consider a bachelor's degree in sociology from Centenary College's School of Professional Studies. At Centenary, working adults find it easy to return to college and earn their degree. With our most flexible program yet, classes are delivered in a convenient blend of in-class and online formats. It's easier than ever to earn your degree. To learn more, go to www.centenarycollege.edu/SPS.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
I'll make my final stand. souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the sword. Now these times. Six guns sound is our claim to fame. I can hear them say, bad company, and I won't deny. Bad, bad company, till the day I die.
That's Bad Company with Bad Company from the album Bad Company, released in 1974, their debut album. And we played that because we're in 1974. We're playing everything the Beatles as solo artists released in 1974 and things that were related to them because they wrote it or were on the album or something. They had nothing to do with Bad Company, but that was released in 74. So you might have heard that on the radio, surrounded in the middle of other Beatle material. We started that set off with Bridge on the River Sweet from the Country Hams. That's from a single. Now, that is actually Paul McCartney, and Paul and Linda actually wrote that, and it was on a single. It's the only single, the only material they ever released under that name, the Country Hams. We'll be playing a little bit more of that probably next week. And we heard from another debut album, Kansas, with their eponymous album, and we heard Can I Tell You, a great track and a great message too. And we then carried on with Bye Bye Love from George Harrison's Dark Horse release, and then again Bad Company. This is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault, and we do have a correct answer to the trivia question. We got a lot of calls tonight. It was kind of hard to keep up, but we really appreciate you calling in, so don't stop doing that. But I'm sorry if we couldn't answer a few calls because there were just so many. But we did get one caller with the correct answer, and we'll announce it in about 10 minutes. But meanwhile, we're going to take a break, and we're going to carry on with a couple of songs that are related to the Beatles in a couple of different ways.
Hey, this is Samir from Young the Giant inviting you to visit E-Town this week. I'll be joined by Nick and Helen, our good friend Sybil Twilight, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Red Mill Museum of Clinton, New Jersey. The Red Mill is a state and natural historical site that offers special events throughout the year. The Red Mill Museum is located on Main Street in Clinton. More information available by phone, 908-735-4101. That's 908-735-4101. Or online at theredmill.org.
Does your business or organization have a community event coming up? Want to get the word out to the online community? You can post your event through the community events calendar at WNTI.org. To submit your event, go to WNTI.org and follow the instructions. Within a few days, your event will be seen by the many visitors to the WNTI website. So go to WNTI.org and submit your community event today.
Thank you. mucho more sweet thing, sweetest little thing I've ever seen. It must have been a sweet dream brought you here.
And we started that set off with Rod Stewart from his album Smiler. We heard Mine for Me. And the reason we played that, not just because it was released in 1974, but also that song was written by Paul McCartney, and Paul and Linda McCartney, that is. And Paul also provided background vocals on that. And we are in 1974, after all. So we carried on then with Mucho Mongo Mount Elgo from Harry Nilsson's 74 release Pussycats. And that was co-written by Harry and John Lennon. During what was called John Lennon's Lost Weekend, which turned out to be about 18 months when he was on the outs with Yoko and spending time out with Harry Nilsson and basically destroying nightclubs. And that's why they named the album Pussycats, in sort of a ironic twist on that. And so speaking of John Lennon and songs that he wrote about that time, the answer to the trivia question, first of all, the question was, who was the last Beatle to have a number one hit single, to have his first number one hit single? And the answer that Mike from Wharton knew is John Lennon with Whatever Gets You Through the Night. All three of the other Beatles had at least one, if not two or more, hit singles. And actually, there were several hit number one albums, including Band on the Run and McCartney and Harrison's All Things Must Pass. So they all had hits of one kind or another. And you might be surprised, think, well, what about Imagine? That was released in 1971. It was not actually a number one hit at that time. It eventually became number one around the time that John passed. So the answer was whatever gets you through the night. Now, we had talked about that there was a bet, a famous bet involved with that. John Lennon co-wrote that song with Elton John. And Elton John was trying to cheer John up, and he basically said that if that song is definitely going to be a number one in the United States and in the UK, I guarantee it. And Elton basically bet him that if he's right, if it is a number one hit, John would have to accompany him on stage. And John took the bet. And so the result was a concert that actually Mike, who was the correct one with the correct answer, he knew he was at that concert at Madison Square Garden in 1974. And he also informed me that seeing Ringo at the Bethel Woods kind of completed the cycle. He got to see all four of the Beatles as individuals over time. So we're going to play Whatever Gets You Through the Night from that legendary concert at Madison Square Garden, Elton John and John Lennon.
Seeing it's Thanksgiving, we thought we'd make tonight a little bit of a joyous occasion by inviting someone up with us onto stage. And I'm sure he will be no stranger to anybody in the audience when I say it's our great privilege and your great privilege to see and hear Mr. John Lennon.
Salty pumpkin flower. Oh.
And that was Elton John and John Lennon at Elton John's 1974 Madison Square Garden concert, wherein John Lennon joined him on stage. He played that. I Saw Her Standing There. And let's see, and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which is also a single that Elton John had released, the cover of the Beatles song that John Lennon had written. And let's see, before that, well, that's what we heard as an answer to the trivia question. John Lennon was the last ex-Beatle to have his first number one hit. And he was obviously very chagrined about that and finally did it with the help of Elton John. So we're going to play some Paul McCartney on the way out here. You're listening to Zoo Gang in the background, which is the B-side of the Band on the Run single, which was originally released in 73, but the single, the album was released in 73, but the single Band on the Run with Zoo Gang on the B-side was released in 1974, in June to be exact. So this has been The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles, and I'm your host, Gary Ault, and this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And so we've been in 1974. We're going to probably do at least one more week of 1974 because there's some more great material, especially from George Harrison's Dark Horse record. I think that's one of his best albums. People would probably say that All Things Must Pass is his best, and I would probably agree, but Dark Horse is a great record. And so we'll do that. And hey, I just want to tell you about WNTI Stage coming up August 16th through the 18th. We really don't have time to read all these great artists, but Cabinet is going. Well, first of all, Pat D'Anizio is going to be playing 6:30 Friday night. Pat D'Anizio of the Smithereens, and then followed by Cabinet. And then we're going to have Movie Under the Stars. We're going to play American Graffiti, the original George Lucas movie, at 9 o'clock. And then on Saturday, after a whole bunch of great artists, I mean, I'm sorry I can't read all these, but we're going to eventually hear at 6 o'clock Denny Tilton, the Grand Slambovians, Jack Tannehill, and then Willie Nile, who has a number one album right now. And then on Sunday, let's see, another bunch of great musicians. I'll start with 3 o'clock. How's that sound? We're going to hear Mike Esposito, Quimby Mountain Band, the Pfeiffer Twins, and J.D. McPherson. McPherson, that is. So get your tickets. It's only $10 a day. Can you imagine such a thing? So get your tickets by going on to WNTI.org. And we'll see you at WNTI Stage in Delaware, New Jersey, the old Knowlton River Festival, resurrected as WNTI Stage. So we're just going to fade out with Paul McCartney with Zoo Gang.
You're listening to member-supported 91.